is coming due. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the second hour of our show today. And, you know, I have to get for my little studio here one of those little tiny egg timers. The old-fashioned kind with the glass and the little white sand, and you turn it over and you do that. Because right now it seems that Barack Obama's promises and assurances to us can be clocked with an egg timer. Earlier in the show, I was quoting where Obama was saying there will be no ground attack in Libya. That he was going to fight this war from the air, like we did to such great success in Vietnam. And now we are finding out that there are 2,200 Marines off the coast of Libya right now preparing to land. Oh, my stars and garters, the president has lied to us again. It's just amazing. He's just so intent on starting this war, and then he's got to go after Iran because that's what his owners in Tel Aviv are telling him. Those people in Tel Aviv are saying, you get Iran or we're going to tell everybody who really did 9/11. And it'll be embarrassing to us, but it's really going to be bad for you. Because the American people are going to be very, very upset that on the basis of that lie, that Osama bin dead for a while was behind 9/11, that their wives and daughters have been groped and fondled and given sexually transmitted diseases by the TSA at the airports for the last several years. So Obama is saying no U.S. forces on the ground in Libya, except for these guys over here, and they don't count. They can't even keep the lies straight. All righty, getting back to the situation in Fukushima, if the water that is seeping up out of the ground into the boots of these workers is hot enough to burn them, and that's the word the Japanese media was using, burn them. And they had to go to the hospital to deal with this. Then yeah, it's a mess. It is absolutely a mess. We are starting to hear now that, in point of fact, Japan is saying that their fishing industry along their coastlines around Honshu and point south probably is basically gone. Nobody's going to buy the seafood from there, just like nobody wants to buy the seafood from the Gulf of Mexico. Now, Japan does a lot of commercial fishing here in the waters off of Hawaii, but if their entire fishing fleet comes down here to Hawaii, then our local fish stocks will be depleted very, very rapidly. And there's no guarantee that 4 to 5 months from now we will not see elevated levels of radioisotopes getting into the ocean life around this part of the world. We're just going to have to... I can see a future where we're all walking around with little portable radiation meters on our keychains. We go into the supermarket, we just dangle it over the produce counter and the fish counter. Or we go into a restaurant, and we just do this thing over the salad bar down there at the Sizzler, making sure that we're not eating something that will eat us in return. Now, remember I said before, one of the major motives of trying to downplay this disaster is financial. General Electric doesn't want their stock price to drop. General Electric doesn't want to be sued by TEPCO. General Electric is very concerned about future sales of their reactors, and sure enough, the British Navy has just announced that they're going to abandon their current reactor design that they're using in their submarines in favor of a new, safer design starting with their next generation submarines. Now, General Electric does provide a lot of the nuclear reactors for military ships around the world, and so basically, this is another indication that this is a financial disaster, that General Electric had a major financial motive to try and keep the lid on this thing, to hire a lot of people to go out to the blogs and say, oh, it's your fear-mongering. It's not, you're just using Fukushima to distract us from the Wisconsin teachers and all kinds of other nonsense like that. All right, we're going to take a break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Pardon me. We've got a problem with our equipment that I'm having to put back. And okay, there we are. Everything's good again. If you're watching on Justin TV, you probably see the Gadsden flag on the back wall is waving quite a bit. And a little bit earlier in the show, my V for Vendetta mask fell off. It's still very, very, very windy here and very cold, too. It's very unusually chilly for this time of year. Now, again, we're continuing on this situation, watching the Fukushima reactor radiation. And I want to be really very careful. As I said, there's a huge financial agenda at work here. General Electric protecting its stock price, protecting its nuclear power plant division, the nuclear power industry as a whole trying to protect itself. And we know there's a lot of people out there who are willing to create a lot of fakery and hoax and propaganda. Public relations firms are renowned for setting up phony websites to push a specific issue. And I mention that because over the last several days I've been sent all these links for this official EPA radiation monitoring setup. Now, even the EPA is saying 8 of their 18 systems are not working, and they've been taken offline. We already know that the Environmental Protection Agency will lie to the American people because they were part and parcel for the human-caused global warming scam that Al Gore and his carbon Nazis wanted to impose on all of us, leading to more money for them, less money for us, complete control over our lifespan, lifestyle. You know, you are now ordered to use compact fluorescents. You are forbidden from using tungsten light bulbs. You know, even Hitler didn't tell the people living in Nazi Germany what kind of lighting they could have in their homes. That's the extreme of the dictatorship we're currently living under. So, obviously, we need to be very, very dubious about anything that says U.S. in front of it. If it says U.S. in front of the source, assume that they're probably lying for one reason or the other. We know that the U.S. Coast Guard went out into that oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico and came back and said, it's just sediment. When that didn't fly, they said, oh, well, yes, it's oil, but we found where it came from, and it's not important. And it was only 5 gallons to begin with that created this 100-mile-long slit. So they're not even trying to be clever about the lies anymore. So with that regard, there is an EPA monitoring station here in Honolulu, supposedly, that is putting out their information on a real-time chart. And it does not show the increase in radiation count that we got here just north of Pearl Harbor over Sunday and Monday. And it was a noticeable uptick. And so I have to be very honest and say I don't trust anything being put out by the U.S. government regarding the degree or severity of the radioactive hazard coming from Japan. If you are fortunate enough to own your own radiation meter or know somebody who has their own radiation meter, I would rely on that before I would accept anything from the U.S. government or from the corporate media, because there's trillions of dollars on the line here. And the United States government is all hot and bothered to get World War III going, and they can't do that if the American people are panicking and saying, save us from the Japanese radiation monster. So it's a very, very, very strange, difficult time. Now, speaking of Obama and his wars, Obama has now basically come out with a new policy where he is saying that Miranda rights will not apply to anybody being arrested or investigated for domestic terror. This is a very, very dangerous situation. If the government is investigating you for keeping your library books too long, they have to give you your Miranda rights. You know, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to the presence of an attorney. But if they think you kept your library books out too long because it's part of a terror plot, then they don't have to give you a lawyer. They don't have to honor the right to remain silent. You're a terror suspect now. We're going to go over and, you know, we're going to let the crew from Hawaii 5-0 torture you into confessing. And it's a very, very dangerous situation. And basically it gets back to the Napoleonic Code. You're guilty until you can prove you're innocent. Nobody can ever do that. And it's just one more indication where the republic that we all knew and loved and grew up in is gone. And we're living in an age of dictatorship where all the government has to do is say you're a terrorist and all kinds of horrors will be visited on your head. Years and years ago, when Abu Ghraib became known and there were all these shills and PR operatives running around the net saying, oh, but it's justified because they're terrorists. And the warning was issued, if you allow this kind of treatment just because the suspect is suspected of terrorism, including torturing them until they confess to anything that you want them to confess to, then the government will soon find a way to say that you here in the United States of America are a terrorist suspect. Or you're supporting terrorists, or whatever it takes for them to say, oh, well, see, now it's a terror investigation, and we can do whatever we want to you. We're going to torture you until you admit you blew up the Hindenburg. We're going to torture you until you admit that you personally shoved that iceberg right into the path of the Titanic. We all know that torture does not provide reliable intelligence information. All it gets is a confession. We are back to the Dark Ages. We're back to before the 12th century. The 12th century had the Magna Carta, which acknowledged you don't torture people to get evidence because you're not going to get good information. And so we're going back into the Dark Ages where we're going to torture you until you say what we need you to say. And then we'll wave it around the media and everybody will say, oh yeah, that was right. He deserved what he got. Now, over in Pakistan, of course, the reverberations from this deal over Raymond Davis continue to be felt. It's known that a considerable sum of money was paid for his release. Some of it went to the families of the men that he gunned down. We know that there was a tremendous effort to get him released because of his implications and connections with false flag terror attacks in that part of the world. And another indication of just how important this guy was, apparently as part of the deal to get Raymond Davis out of Pakistan, the United States government agreed to the removal of 331 other United States officials suspected of espionage under diplomatic cover inside Pakistan. Basically, the U.S. presence in Pakistan is now gone. That's how desperate they were to get this guy out before he could talk about what he's been doing. Now, there's another interesting little story we link to whatreallyhappened.com, and the headline is Racist Troops in the Crosshairs, and it's this incredibly bizarre story about how the British military command is coming down on soldiers who posted personal videotapes on social media in which they used derogatory names against the Afghan people. And how we're going to come down on those people. I mean, if you just stop and think about it, the official policy of the military is it's okay to shoot these people, and it's okay to torture them and blow them into bloody bits in full view of their family, but don't you dare call them a derogatory name or there'll be all kinds of heck for you to catch. Amazing. Amazing. Go ahead, blow them up, but you treat them respectfully while you're doing it. It doesn't get more bizarro world than that. Over in Brussels, they're having their protests as the latest EU summit nears. And especially in light of that earlier story where ministers of the European Parliament were caught willing to accept bribes to set loose the bankers on the citizens of the European Union, I'm not surprised the protests are turning violent. The people in Europe understand what Wall Street did to Americans, starting with the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act in 1999. And they understand that the members of the European Parliament are basically willing to do the same thing, accept a bunch of money from the bankers to basically rescind all the legal protections so that the European Central Bank can do to Europe what the Federal Reserve did to the United States of America. And the Europeans are smart enough to see what's coming. And unlike Americans, they're willing to try and do something about it. So that situation is continuing to escalate. Meanwhile, over in Egypt, they're having a tough time getting up and running again, and now they've been forced to pass a law criminalizing protests and strikes. I think it's a bad sign. It's not going to look very well to the Egyptian people, where protests and strikes got rid of one detector and got rid of one dictator and put in a new government. Now the new government is starting to act like a dictatorship. And this gets back to my observation. Remember, the French Revolution. We talk about the French Revolution like it's a singular, and it wasn't. It was several in rapid succession. And if this new Egyptian government starts acting like the old Egyptian government, it's going to meet the same fate. It's not a good sign over there. Over in Syria, the government is starting to shoot their protesters. I think at the point when a government pulls the trigger on its own people, it's basically admitting its failure. If, in a mature republic, the government is there to take care of the nation on behalf of the people, then the instant you pull a trigger on your own people, the government is admitting they have failed in that role. And it just becomes another occupying power, another warlord, looting the population to put in their pocket and spend on foreign wars or their own aggrandizement. Now, down in Australia, there's major rallies going on, in this case, against the carbon tax. They're still trying to sell the carbon tax. They've run out of other things they can soak you for money. They're still pushing this carbon tax. We've had three brutal winters in a row. Human-caused global warming is a joke. It is a hoax. It is no more real than Y2K and killer bees and phrenology and all of these other bozo situations. And yet the carbon Nazis are still trying to find some way they can sell this because they're money junkies. They're money junkies. They need your money. They need that next fix. Let's take up a collection to give the money junkies another fix. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to go back to the Fukushima situation for a little bit. We're getting a video where rain in Japan is depositing this yellow material on surfaces, and the Japanese government is saying, oh, it's just pollen. It's just plant pollen, nothing to worry about. Actually, plant pollen tends to wash down to the ground. It tends not to go up into the air, then to come back down in the rain. And it was rather interesting because in the aftermath of Chernobyl, when this yellow rain was falling all over Russia and Europe, the Russians said the same thing. It's just pollen. And I wanted to point out that both strontium and uranium are bright yellow in color. In fact, before it was understood it was radioactive, uranium yellow was a paint that was used in artists' colors. There are actually paintings in galleries around the world that are radioactive. And it's one of the reasons for the thick glass in front of them. It was used in glass. There's still what is called uranium glass, bright, bright yellow glass. Even kids' marbles were made with it. There's a lot of radioactivity out there. If you have a Coleman lantern, those little mantles, the part that actually glows bright white when you turn the thing on, they have thorium inside. So the possibility that this yellow rain is something other than pollen cannot be overlooked. Meanwhile, as you're probably aware, and we've got a video at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, that one of our one of our viewers, one of our listeners, made up from one of my earlier radio shows. I'm taking issue with Michio Kaku, who's this Asian scientist. He's become the darling of the educational channel. He's all over. He's got all these programs. And he's been running around the media, getting his face onto every single TV show that he can, screaming about the Chernobyl option of entombment. We're just going to, you know, go in and just cover it all over, and then everything will be just fine. And I think he's just exploiting the disaster to get his face on TV, because he hasn't thought this all the way through. Because, first of all, the entombment at Chernobyl did not work. It's still leaking. They're getting ready to build a whole new system, this giant walking framework that they're going to build well away from the reactor, and then it's basically going to move over the remains of the Chernobyl reactor and try and do some other kind of entombment situation to try and keep the leaking under control. But the real problem, of course, is that Fukushima's power station is right on the edge of the Pacific Ocean. It is built mere feet above the water table. And already the indications are that we've had burn-throughs through the bottom of this facility, down into the soil, percolating out into the ocean, up under the groundwater. It's a huge mess. And an entombment will not stop that. Will not. It'll cover over the top, but the bottom is still wide open. And the bottom is where it's leaking into the soil, into the Pacific Ocean. And so, I'm, you know, Michio, for, and I also don't agree with the fact that he supports the Big Bang. You know, religious delusion, people say, oh, moment of creation and stuff. There is so much evidence against the Big Bang. We've talked about it on this show before. I'm working on a 30-minute animated and live-action video explaining why I think this is nonsense. And so we disagree on that. Somebody just sent me a video that may explain why Michio Kaku gets so much airtime. And it's basically a video where he is saying that if you oppose the New World Order, you might be a terrorist. Apologies to Jeff Foxworthy. And so apparently he is definitely one of these media figures who's part of this globalist New World Order fascist economic enslavement agenda. Carbon tax, all hail the carbon tax. And so I think we're beginning to understand a little bit more about Michio Kaku. He's not interested in what's good for you or for the Japanese. He's just pushing the agenda, always the agenda. The money junkies have an agenda. And if you work for the money junkies and you wave their flag, good things will happen to you. And if you don't, well, bad things will happen to you. All righty, getting over here to the Mideast. And once again, Israel is attacking Gaza. The murder at that house in the settlement appears to have been done by an Asian worker who was stiffed on his salary, not the Palestinians. The bombing in Jerusalem appears to have been a Mossad false flag, so that Israel can basically go and launch CAS-led 2. They're hoping that you're watching Libya. They're hoping that you're watching Fukushima. And when you're looking someplace else, they're going to go in and they're going to steal a little bit more of somebody else's land. Now, meanwhile, Turkey is getting ready to organize another new aid flotilla to go direct to Gaza. 15 ships are committed to this already. That may be more than Israel can actually interdict, short of simply going out and starting to shoot at them, which would be a huge public relations disaster. Switzerland has committed to getting building materials into Gaza to allow the Gazans to rebuild their homes after the last CAS led, and apparently Egypt is cooperating with them. In one of the most amazing developments, Egypt Air, the Egypt's national airline, has just issued a new travel map for the Middle East that doesn't even show Israel on it anymore. It's just completely gone. It's the reverse of when Israel will put out maps that don't show Palestine, that show all of the area as Israel, without delineating the fact that some of it is occupied Palestinian territory. So it's kind of a reverse. It's a little dangerous. You know, Egypt Air is risking having another suicidal pilot, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, crash an Egypt Air airplane, as happened with Flight 880. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking, well, we're talking about a lot of stuff here. We're talking about the situation over in Gaza and how Switzerland is now saying they're going to come in and help rebuild the place, even as it becomes obvious Israel's getting ready to go back in and just bomb the place back into the Stone Age for a second time. And I want to remind everybody about what's going on here. This has nothing to do with Israel's safety and security. This has to do with Israel not getting the way it wants. Back in 2006, goaded by the rest of the world, you know, Israel's always going around saying, we are the only democracy in the Middle East. Oh, are the Palestinians allowed to have elections? Well, no, they're just Palestinians. And after a while, Israel finally said if they were going to pretend to be a democracy, if they're going to pretend to be the only democracy in the Middle East, they had to have elections for the Palestinians. And they set up the Palestinian Authority and Abbas as the favored candidate. You know, they're the only party, they're the only candidate. Of course, they'll win in a popular election, so we're safe. And then the Gazans surprised everybody by voting for Hamas. And the United States and Israel basically just pretended that that election had never happened. And Israel imposed a starvation blockade on Gaza to force them to surrender their elected government and to accept Israeli proxy rule through their puppet Abbas and the Palestinian Authority. This is exactly what the Soviet Union did to West Berlin back in the 1950s with the Berlin blockade. where they cut off the only communication between West Berlin and West Germany, long highway there, and they simply blocked it off and said, you will starve until you agree to become part of East Germany and accept Soviet rule through our puppets in East Germany. And the response to the world to that blockade was the Berlin airlift. Airplane after airplane after airplane flew into West Berlin, tons of food and medical supplies and building supplies for month after month after month until the Soviet Union came to understand that the world was not going to allow them to starve West Berlin into changing its political leadership. But for some strange reason, when Israel tries to starve Gaza into changing their political leadership, the United States just looks the other way and whistles and says, it's no big deal. We're busy bringing freedom and democracy down to Libya. We can't be bothered with freedom and democracy in Palestine. Are you people silly? They don't have any oil. And so more and more countries are standing up and saying, yeah, this has gone on long enough. And of course, as one of the callers was saying earlier in the show, Israel is going around trying to scream that they're misunderstood. They haven't done anything bad or evil or wrong. It's just you hate the Jewish people. You're trying to delegitimize us. I'm sorry, but as I said on yesterday's show, there is no legitimacy in screaming about a right to exist. In the same breath, you deny that same exact right to your neighbors. If Israel wants to be a legitimate nation, they should draw their borders and learn to live within them. They should have a constitution. If they want to be seen as a legitimate nation, and I for one am ready to recognize them as such, on the day they behave like a legitimate nation and stop acting like the entire planet is supposed to be sending them all the money and all the goodies because of the invisible man who lives in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear said so. Israel will be no more legitimate than its government chooses to be. Israel has now passed what is now called the Nakba law, making it a crime to refer to the Israeli occupation of Palestine in a negative way. You cannot call it a catastrophe or a Nakba. And what is very, very revealing here is that Israel is attempting to use the machinery of the court system to rewrite history from 1948. And in so doing, they have underscored the fact that Israel is willing to use the legal machinery of the court system to rewrite history, period, including the history of World War II, which gets right to the heart of all of these countries that Israel has gone into with all kinds of money to bribe the governments to pass laws to make it a crime to question Israel's presentation of the history of World War II with regards to the German slave labor camps and whether there was or was not a deliberate extermination program versus a lot of people simply dying of the typhus epidemics that swept Germany at the end of the war. And by passing this Nakba law, Israel has confirmed before the eyes of the world that they will use the court system to rewrite history. Truth needs no law to defend it. Truth does not need a court to enforce it. Only lies and liars use the courts to enforce adherence to dogma, whether it's Galileo being tortured into saying the earth does not move, Giordano Bruno being burnt at the stake for saying that the stars are just like the sun, only further away. Only lies and liars use the courts to enforce adherence to dogma. And when they resort to using the courts to rewrite history, you understand something is being hidden. People who go around saying they've seen the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot, they're not arrested. People who claim Elvis is still alive don't have their careers ruined. People who claim that they've been taken up for a ride in a UFO and had weird sexual experiments done on them by the aliens do not wind up in jail. Only those who question the official history of World War II and those Nazi camps are subject to arrest and imprisonment around the world at the instigation of Israel. It is by their actions that we understand some great dark evil secret is being hidden from all of mankind. And in passing this Nakba law, Israel has admitted to the entire world they will use the court system to force you to think and believe the way Israel tells you to think and believe. That is dictatorship. The existence of this Nakba law completely undermines and contradicts the claim that Israel is a democracy. We're going to go to the phones. Byron in Canada. Aloha, Byron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Are you going to apply that same logic to the Holocaust, where if you go in some countries and they've made it a law, if you deny or even question the Holocaust, you go to jail?
I thought I had just done that.
Okay. Hey, the other question that I wanted to ask you was, you know, you made a statement that when a government has to start firing on its own people, it's a sign that it admits it has failed. Mm-hmm. Is there any time where you think the government can actually use force to, you know, quell a protest or opposition or whatever? And my thinking is just like in Libya right now. Okay, you got Benghazi area. Say if they was able to take it over, then they moved into Tripoli, where the support of Gaddafi is. And I will almost bet you, if the United States wasn't in there, I think there's going to be a lot of people that's going to kind of will switch sides just to save their soul. If they know when United says. When the United States says, lay down your arms, or else, you know, you're going to get whacked, a lot of people out of trying to save themselves will do that. But if there was no intervention or no threat like that, what would happen when those Benghazis hit Tripoli? Don't you think there would be an all-out civil war going there?
There probably would, but that's a civil war. That's not a government shooting at peaceful protesters there.
But
does a government – now, first of all, you've kind of jumped all over, so let me back up here and address a couple of the points you've made. Does a government have a right to use force against insurrection by a tiny minority? Yes, of course they do. That's absolutely reasonable. But when you have the majority of the population of a country standing up and saying, you're mismanaging our country, then that government has failed, and all they can do by opening fire on their people is simply underscore the fact of that failure. Whether that's what's happening in Syria right now, or Bahrain, or what happened at Kent State.
Well, do you think I'm sorry. Do you believe in Libya that Gaddafi has mismanaged the wealth of that country? You think
I think that probably yes, to an extent. Now he's, you know, again, there is no world leader who is all good or all bad. It's varying degrees of grayness. I know that Gaddafi has been demonized an awful lot, but we also understand he did do some good things, like that irrigation project, and we understand he was trying to bring about a gold dinar as the new economy for Libya, which was a big threat to the international bankers around the world. That being said, if the Libyan people wanted a change of leadership, which is the essence of democracy, they should have been allowed to proceed to do that without these 50,000 mercenaries coming in from Israel and basically saying, we're going to put down this idea of revolution because we're afraid it's going to spread all around the world, and ultimately the International Monetary Fund is going to find itself kicked out of every country where they're currently parasitizing. Because, you know, obviously, you know, this thing with the gold dinar was getting ready to tell the private central banks to take a hike.
Well, do you know these 50,000 troops, I've read on your website and others. But, you know, I phoned the Senate Arms Committee, and I asked them that question. I says, is Israel, you know, sending mercenaries? And they said they have no knowledge of that.
Yeah, and these are the same people who told us all that Saddam had nuclear bombs, too. I mean, I don't even know why you're bothering to phone anybody in the United States government at
well,
this
I,
point, expecting
I
a straight answer.
Yeah, well, I personally think that if you go back and look at that the papers that the Israelis drew up in the 80s, this is part of their plan. They've taken the Arab countries and splitting them along secretarial, religious, or whatever lines, tribal lines, and putting them in the smaller, you know, little countries. You know, they're easier to control. They'll be feuding more.
Well, that was the strategy after the end of World War I. They took the Ottoman Empire and they broke it into all these little tiny pieces, and the borders were drawn up in British drawing rooms. And they said, okay, we're going to keep you in these little tiny pieces. And now, of course, Israel wants to do that to Iraq because Iraq got too powerful, and now they want to do it to Iran. And absolutely their goal is to balkanize all of the nations around them that might be a threat so that they can be gobbled up one at a time. Anyway, I need to let you go. We got callers on the line, and I want to try and get to all of them before we run out of the show today. So thank you very much, Byron. Let's switch over to Charles in Florida. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to, I don't know if I could really, I have a friend of mine who's a physicist who's always talking about Kaku and what was his name, the fellow that was replaced, was before him.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, there was Cosmos, you know.
Oh, you mean Carl Sagan, yeah. There was one between Carl Sagan and Kaku, another Asian gentleman that I'm blanking on right now. But yeah, I knew Carl Sagan. I worked with him on Viking, and I worked with him on Cosmos.
Oh, yeah. Big Bang is like the Einstein legend. And it's just a bunch of crap, you know. And Einstein created general relativity. It's just a total lie. David Hilbert.
Yeah,
they even went to the extent of trying to destroy these three Israeli scientists. Even deliberately tried to destroy the prints, you know, the original work and that David Hilbert did, you know, so they could say, Hilbert made the mistake of letting Einstein see his stuff before he published it, and then he just cribbed it. Typically.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with that story. I'm very familiar
with
that story.
Well, that's in Jules Lavoglis, the French writer, the Einstein, the incorrigible plagiarist. You know, Big Bang is impossible anyway because half the universe is antimatter anyway.
You know, well, the reason the Big Bang is impossible, I mean, they postulated that theory.
It would blow up. You know,
okay,
you
all right.
Hey,
you got to let me talk, George. I'm sorry, Charles, you got to let me get in here because we're running out of time here. But the reason the Big Bang is impossible, and I'll tell you what, we're running out of time. I'll put up my article at whatreallyhappened.com why I think the Big Bang is impossible. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of fraud going on in science. Certainly the global warming cult has proved that to us. George, we got to let you go. I want to get some time in with Roy in Michigan. Aloha, Roy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, Roy. You there? You're on the air.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. I have a friend who's a postmaster up here in Michigan, and he tells me that they have given him orders that he has locked in his safe that he is to institute once the civil unrest breaks out here. And, I mean, if it's happening here, I'm sure it's happening all over the country. And he says that he's talking to law enforcement guys who are telling him that they're being trained and being told to shoot to kill when the civil unrest breaks out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that at all. I'm not surprised at that at all, because if they don't, what are they going to do? Just sit there and wait for the people to come in there with the tar and feathers and the ropes? We've known for years the U.S. government is pushing us to the edge of a revolution. And they're preparing to put down a violent revolution, which is why we have to think about ways to fight the war we'd choose to fight. They're preparing for a certain kind of confrontation, and if we do that confrontation, we will lose. And so what we need to do is think about ways to sort of get around that kind of confrontation, which is what we're doing on the blogs and the alternative media. We're fighting the new revolution our way. It's being fought with keyboards, not with guns and bullets. And as long as the government sits there preparing to fight the revolution with guns and bullets, and we're winning it with keyboards, ultimately we will win. That's why we beat the British. The British were used to fighting the war a certain way. The American colonials said, okay, let's find a different way to fight it that gives us the advantage. And, you know, that's the way that they won. I don't see a, you know, stand up, you know, in lines revolution in this country where the police and the people are shooting at each other. I think it's just going to reach a point where the U.S. government is going to collapse the way the USSR did. And all the military might in the world did not save the USSR, and all the military might in the world will not save the U.S. government.
Once you take in, you debauch the currency, which the chairman of the banking committee said, then that means you cut off the Social Security, the food stamps, the whole welfare state. When that happens, you're going to have a civil uprising, and there is no doubt about that.
Okay. Well, I agree, and I agree, and we're being pushed to that edge here, but I think, again, there was a civil uprising at the very end of the Soviet Union and in Romania, but by the time that had happened, the government had lost the trust of the military, it lost the trust of even its own mid-level managers, and it simply fell apart.
Right. So, well, the law enforcement guys are up here. He tells me that they're troubled by this, by these orders. Some of the ones he's talking to are close to retirement, and they're just hoping that it doesn't happen before they get retired.
Yeah, I get that from a lot of the military people, too, that I talk to, where they're, you know, like that combat arms survey they did out at Palm Springs all those years ago, and everybody that I knew actually took it said, well, we answered, yeah, we'd kill Americans during gun seizures, because that was obviously what the officers wanted to hear, but we're not really going to do it. And so I think that's kind of what happened here. All right, I have to let you go, Roy, and I apologize to George in Texas. I skipped over you. If you want to try and call back in, we'll try and squeeze
you. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. Back to the phones, Clint in Las Vegas. Aloha, Clint. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just wondering how you felt about the motivation to make sure that a investigation of the Holocaust is not reopened. And my thought always was to cover up who was involved in it. And names like Rockefeller, Rothschild, and
Wait a minute. You're presupposing that it happened the way history has taught us. And what we know is that governments always lie to their people, and they've been doing it ever since Ramses II was BSing his own people about whipping the Hittites at Kadesh. So at this point, you know, the issue is it's probably just I mean, look at it from the point of view of Israel. The people who wanted to found Israel needed to take away Palestine from its rightful owners in order to do that. And here you had, at the end of World War II, the entire world had united together against Germany on the principle that one people does not have the right to march into somebody else's home and simply take it for their use. And yet that is exactly what Israel was proposing to do to Palestine. And they needed a public relations trick, a lie, a device so powerful, so strong. Remember, Hitler used to warn everybody about the big lie, the lie that was so big that people would just believe it automatically. And they needed something like that so that the world would say, all right, we all sacrificed our children and a lot of money to stop Hitler from stealing Poland, but yeah, I guess we have to let Israel steal Palestine. And that was how the slave labor camps and the typhus epidemics in Germany became a deliberate program of extermination targeting only the Jewish people. Even though Jews were not the majority population of those prisons, nor were they the majority of people who died during World War II. Even if you accept the Orthodox figure of 6 million Jews, that's only 10% of the total deaths in all of World War II. And no, nobody can...
I don't buy that, Mike.
You don't buy which?
I don't buy that. I don't buy the official story. I'm just saying somebody perpetrated the big lie, and obviously Israel, you know, and the whole big lie obviously has some powerful backers, and I just keep looking at the I keep looking at the bankers, you know.
Very much so. A lot of money was behind this whole thing. A lot of political power. Certainly the founders of Zion were behind the lie. You know, if you go back and you read the biographies of Harry Truman and Dwight Eisenhower and Winston Churchill and their histories of World War II, there's no mention in there about extermination centers or gas chambers or any of that stuff. That was all brought up later on at the end of World War II when they had the Nuremberg trials. Rudolf Hess confessed to this kind of stuff at a Camp Walzak, but it's obvious he had been beaten into this confession, and there never was a Camp Walzak. It was a completely made-up, fictitious thing so that nobody could say, oh, let's go over to Camp Walzak and see if it's really there, if there are really gas chambers and all this other horrific stuff. But they could never, ever find it, so the lie basically kind of stood. And it was only more recently people began to say, wait a minute, there never was a Camp Walzak. It was a made-up death camp to support the founding of Israel on Palestinian lands. All right, that's it for our show. The music says it's time to call it quits. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, and aloha, America.